Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith. Rob Morgan is pastor of the Donaldson Fellowship Church in Nashville, Tennessee. He's a best-selling author with more than 25 books in print. His latest is called The Lord is My Shepherd, taking a look at Psalm 23. And in our discussion, we talked about the Ken Taylor Living Bible paraphrase of that psalm.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. He lets me rest in meadows green. He leads me beside the quiet stream. He keeps on giving life to me. And I think the thing that is brought out by that Living Bible translation is that verse 1 of the 23rd Psalm really is the theme. It is the text. And verses 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, the remainder of this little psalm, is simply the exposition of the text. So the main lesson of Psalm 23 is exactly that. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. That means that He meets our internal needs, He meets our external needs, and He meets our eternal needs. In my book, I say the Lord is all about meeting our internal needs, external, internal, and eternal. And that's dependent upon the Lord being our shepherd. If He is, then whatever needs we may have in life, they are guaranteed to be met by Him.
And that word my is pretty important too, isn't it?
Well, this is one of the marvels about the 23rd Psalm. People don't realize this unless they really sit down and analyze it, that 25% of the text of Psalm 23 is personal pronouns. 25%. There are 28 personal pronouns in these six little verses. And it's not our, like the Lord's Prayer. I mean, we love the Lord's Prayer. But it's in plural, our Father who art in heaven, give us this day. But the 23rd Psalm is full of singular pronouns. The Lord is my shepherd. And someone said that it is so universal because it is so individual. And so it says, He is my shepherd. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. And it's He and me and you and I all the way through it. And so with all of the vivid language, yet there is room for 28 personal pronouns to tell us just how deeply, intimately we can be acquainted with the 23rd Psalm.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.